Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, maybe that's it. Let me see that.
The old girl wasn't set up right, so let's see what's going on here. Okay, remember to be a blessing to someone on purpose, and come on and join on this conversation. We were talking about dating. We were talking about women making the first move. Is it taboo for a chick to see what she likes and just step up to the plate and be like, hey, boo, I like you and you like me, and what's it going to be? Or are our values the same as far as dating and wanting to find Mr. Right, Mr. Godsent? I'd like to hear from the youngins tonight, though. This conversation was really deep. It was really remarkably interesting. And it seems that social media is talking about it, talking about the struggles that all of us that hold on to the way we used to do things are actually feeling. Hello, Lucia. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hello, Mamacita.
Hi, happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too, girl. Where'd you come tonight, Mom?
I made some cilantro lime chicken on the grill. And for my son, Frazino, I made some curry chicken with jasmine rice.
Is it curry spicy?
A little bit, yeah. You can make it as spicy as you want, so it's not too spicy. He's kind of like you in a way, so.
You know, girl, I'm still trying to get used to cooking for one or two on the grill. I keep thinking it's such a waste of charcoal.
It is. So you have to have a charcoal grill, a gas grill, and I have an electric one as well. So I just threw them on I let them marinate for a couple hours and just threw them on the electric grill just because it was easier to work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because, like I said, it's just for me. If you wanted curry, I can't do the rice with the keto. So.
Yeah. How's that going?
Good. Really good. Really, really good.
I know you go to the gym all the time. It's like, I didn't go. I'm being honest. I didn't go when you said you were going, so I cheated. But I did put on my leg things that my sister-in-law gave me, and I exercise doing that.
So as long as you do something, you know, even in the house, I do a lot in the house now, even just going up and down, you know, the stairs, just because the mask thing, everybody's, I stepped out for a little bit today, and there was people with no mask on.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot you can do at home, and I just kind of a lot of time.
Well, you know what I do? When I'm going up and down my stairs, I take them two by two. Because I figured that if you're doing a squat, you know, if you're doing squats, that's the same thing. So if you take two steps and you push a step, the same thing as a squat.
Gonna have to try that. Didn't even think about that. Good idea.
I figured it out.
And it's
not
cheating.
It's actually the same thing. Yeah, you're pulling all your weight up the step. But I said, okay. I could do this.
Definitely gonna try that. Thanks for the tip. So I was glad that you got a good response in the last show. I definitely enjoyed myself, and I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, the point of view and opinions of the younger people. Can't wait to hear what they have to say.
Me either, girl. I'm just waiting. I took a poll earlier, and I asked, was 10 o'clock, you know, a good time? That was the time you'd be getting dressed and stuff. I figured Friday night, they're going to go out. And they said,
right.
So I do have a group, probably, I'll say,
young
women that are in their 20s that are getting ready for Friday night. So this is perfect.
Oh, they're hitting the town. So that's definitely, you know, interested in hearing that. Remember our days when we used to go out?
Yes.
There's something else I was reading on, and I didn't just get to touch with you on it prior to the show, but how do you feel about being submissive to a man?
I like it.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I like it. I have not lived 56 years to still be prudish on laying on my back. There are so many different things you could be doing. So being submissive, you know, wait a minute. Let me retract it. Let me bring it back. I don't have a problem with being submissive to a point. I'm not going to be all the way submissive to when you're tying me up and stuff like that. No. I'd have to really trust you. No. I don't want to be tied down to I can't move around.
I'm not going to knock you for that one because I should have known. But the submit and I, you know, I'm not even going to comment on that one. Submissive in a different way.
Hey, I can have a damn blonde
it's
moment
Friday
if I
night.
Wanna.
It's Friday night. But, yeah, well, I'm cool with the whole 50 Shades of Grey thing. I love it. But, again, I have to have some control. I can't give you total control. If there's handcuffs, I need to keep within arm's reach.
Right.
You know.
No, I do like the little whippy. I do like that. I do like the, you know, little dominatrix thing. I do like that. I just don't like, you know, you got me on my belly and you got me tied down.
Hold on, I've got someone calling me for the number. Let me get them that number. Hold on, so they can join us. Hold on.
Okay.
They can join.
Oh, come on, youngins. I have got to know. I can just picture it. Listen, so Galahad, y'all, so Galahad is my cat. I know you have heard him on other segments. I can't help it. I am in my studio, but this cat seems to know when I plug in the system and it's time to talk to my wonderful nieces and nephews out there in the world that want to listen to me. He got a meow and have something to say. So he's sitting right here next to me. So go ahead. Would you like to say anything now that you're on air? No? Okay. Well, figures. He's a male cat, so, you know, that answers that question. But we're going to get some males in here for a minute. While we're waiting, let's go ahead and jam back to the whispers. It's a love thing so we can get in the mode while we get it together.
Hello?
Yep.
Alicia, you got the party going, and I don't know if you heard me, but we've got Claire on the line with us.
Hi, Claire. I see a 401. That's a Rhode Island number.
Hi.
Oh, okay, we have Claire on another line. Hello, Claire. All right,
hello.
And it's down a little bit more because this is about to
so we can hear you. So Claire, it was funny because I asked Alicia about how she felt about submission or submitting, and then she started telling me about, you know, being tied up and she doesn't like the total. I was referring to, you know, submitting to a man, you know, like. Kind of like the, you know, only stuff that should make sure has.
That was kind of funny.
How do you feel about whether it be sexually or any other?
I have to retract my answer too, by the way, now that you rephrased it.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I was discouraging to elaborate, you know, but you're a dirty mind, so automatically.
Well, on the dirty part, though, I have my limits, but I don't, on the other part, I don't have a problem with being submissive to my man, especially if he's running the ship in the right direction, positively and mind-stimulating. I'm good with submission. I could be a lady, damn it.
They usually don't want a lady in the bed. You know, they want a lady in the street, not in the bed.
So do we have our young guest on the line, Ariel?
I'm here.
Ariel, what is your take, baby? Please enlighten us. What do you think about? Did you hear what she asked?
No, what was the question?
Go ahead, Lucy.
Hello?
What was your question?
Hello? It was, how do you feel about submission? And when I say submission, I mean in reference to, you know, submitting to a man as a woman when you're, you know, coming together as a couple. Personally, me, I have no problem submitting to a man as long as he's playing that manly role. You know, some guys like to act like they're this big of bad man, but, like, what are they really bringing to the table as a man? Like, they don't even go outside and, like, mow the lawn. They don't want to take the bed. Like, are you doing your manly duties as a man? Are you taking care of me in a way that's going to make me want to submit to you? You know what I'm saying?
That's the key. Are you doing anything?
I don't want it.
That's the young take. But what'd you say, Lucy? You also meant what? You also meant on the softer
side.
Well,
I totally agree with her. You have to make me want to submit to you. Give me something to submit to.
Right,
If you want me to reciprocate, give me something to reciprocate to.
Because I'm not submitting to riding the bus with a bus pass, homie.
That part right there.
Right.
We're not going on the MARTA together. I mean, come on. If I'm not on the MARTA, you can't be on the MARTA either.
Uh-oh, we got another caller on the line. I hope it's a young person. Hey, caller from 703, how are you?
Hey, how are you? This is Lee.
Oh, and it's a man. Welcome to Aunt Lee's Treasures. Thank you for joining the conversation. That seems to be a buzz everywhere. About
you like the men when the men come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like their opinion because, you know, got to see how they're thinking.
Yeah, thank you, Ariel, for that, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You guys have to excuse me. I'm eating these really good snacks, but I'm also drinking this really good wine. So I got the munchies, y'all. Okay, so that was a good take, Ariel, on the news. So it's Friday night, Ari. What are you getting ready to do? Are you getting ready to hit the scene with your friends, or is it going to be a quiet Friday night for you?
It's very quiet for me. I'm laid up in my bed. I'm watching Insecure. It's a quiet night for me. My friends ditched me.
So had they not ditched you, take us into the world of the 20-something Friday night. Getting ready for the night. What are your expectations as far as, you know, the pickings out there for men? And
for men, so you gotta understand. I live in a very, very small state. The pickings are slim, for one. And usually, you know, you're digging at the bottom of the barrel. They're not that great either. And also, you know. With Corona going around, it's been a little hard to even go out. But
Well, I guess Corona is even gonna change that. So again, normalizing women taking the first move. Shoot, what we gonna do about that, Lucy? If we still gonna take the first move, we still gotta get close enough to breathe that in air.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but you know, you have to do it within reason. I went on a little date the other night, and I asked him to sit across from the table. We met at a place that had a patio, and we sat at the patio, and then he tried to get close, and I'm like, no, this is our first encounter. You don't even really need to be that close to me, so continue sitting across from me. And then when I got the story about the hotel and the living situation, I canceled it. It was never done. I understand everybody's situation, you know, and I sympathize, but I can't put myself in that predicament. I'm not.
So 703 caller, what do you think about a woman being submissive or just being forward enough to make the first move? How do you feel about that? Especially in today's dating game.
Well, I'm more of a old school Renaissance guy. Even though I'm younger than the old school people, I like the old school way of doing things to the man to choose the woman.
Amen.
However,
however,
when a woman does see a guy, she may have her eyes on the guy who is not existing. So it might be necessary for her to say something, because if she doesn't, then that opportunity may pass them by.
Yeah, wow.
The situation is all in how she does it. You know, that for guys in tune with how women are, and see what all this. There's a lot of feet. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
There's a lot of background noise.
Oh, okay, we're going to get rid of
that voice sounds familiar. Is that Joe? Who is that?
That's Joe. That sounded like Joe. That deep voice.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do we have to get
married?
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you, Paula.
So back to what I was saying, if a guy is too shy and the girl, she recognizes that he's not ever going to say anything to her unless she says something or makes a move, then, yeah, it might be a necessity for him to do something. However, if he's just that far off and can't get it, then maybe he's not the one for her. And she might have to fight somewhere else, because if he's lax on that, then he may be lax on other things within the relationship as well that may make her unhappy.
So you don't mind a forward woman then? You actually prefer?
Yeah, I don't mind a forward woman, but then I'm in tune with knowing when a woman is interested, you know.
Ooh, so you've never been tricked and fooled and stolen for your love and your heart and your goodies. That's kind of what this is about. Everybody's tired of getting, you know, being a pincushion and never finding the love. So why not normalize with taking control?
Well, I'm extremely arrogant in that department, so I don't give myself up easy. So it's like reverse thing with me.
But you're still in the dating game. How is it out there for you?
Well, I've been under a rock for the past 20 years because I was constantly concentrating on my academics and school and
okay.
career. And
so you're in the game.
And forgot about really going after what I needed to go after as far as finding a wife and a good thing.
He just said he wasn't in the game.
Now that I come out
yeah.
of that rock, the dating scene has changed drastically. You know, it's very different out there. So,
well, please let
yeah, he said he was under
yeah.
a rock. He
yeah,
said he wasn't
say
in the
that.
Dating game.
So, no, but I had said, yeah. so, yeah, so, yeah, my bad for saying that you're new to the dating game. Well, if you're joining us for the dating game, it's scary out here for a lot of us, and we second guess ourselves. But I like what you said about staying true to, you know, your academics and stuff, and staying true to what kept you centered. And something a caller said the other night made a lot of sense, too. You know, matter of fact, I think it was you, Joe. Yeah, it was you when you said, you know, why do you need to be...
Of course. Well, I always make a lot of sense. Of course it was me.
But... The young out here, they are missing out. I think, like our young caller, Ariel, I think they're missing out on romance because that's where you feel. I mean, well, you feel love at home, I guess, at first. But when you feel that romance from someone, that's when you get your first Prince Charming type of feel. And the way things go out here from what I hear and what I see, I feel really bad for the young girls because...
So what does romance mean to you?
Romance.
Give me a situation where you met somebody and was going out, let's say, the first time, second time, and third time. Give me the idea of what a romantic situation is to you.
Okay. A romantic situation would be, you know, we've been dating for a while, and you may say, or I may say, you know, let's take a ride, just a simple ride. We're used to doing things like that, so taking a ride wouldn't be a problem. But when we get to you know, a place that is, you know, familiar with us or whatever, when we get out and the spread is just, you know, the blanket and a candle and a good view, and that right there is romance to me. Someone's taking the initiative to prepare for a moment like that with me. Even though I know it can be done on a played part, but if it's somebody that I'm dealing with and just, you know, they pop out of the blue with something like that, that's romance.
All right, well, that's one particular situation. Now, let's say you've been dating the guy for about 3 months. What other romantic situations are you involved in? It can't be just going to the beach and laying out the blanket. Can't be just a picnic all the time. There has to be different situations.
Okay.
Right?
It is. In scenarios like that, I like mind stimulation. If you can have a good conversation and talk about things of substance, then you have my attention and you have my interest. I like deep conversations. I don't shy away from most subjects, but if the subject is gonna, you know, take us into either, you know, an angry situation or a sexual situation that I'm not ready for, then I'll divert off that type of situation. But usually I like intellectual conversation. I like being able to talk about world events, environment, politics, and even the store down the street. I like a lot of diversity. So if you can say some really, you know, brilliant things to me, then, you know, you're halfway there with me. And make me laugh, making me laugh.
You. Right. So you've met a guy, he's relatively good looking, and for the first month or so, all he does is talk to you on the phone. Then he might take you, okay. And so you find the conversations kind of intriguing. What do you have planned for the second month? Now that he's got your interest, you like him, you know that he likes you, but you've been talking on the phone. He's taking you to the beach. You've had a blanket spread out.
So we have met. Okay, we've done all that. So it's, we've done more than talk on the phone then. Okay.
Right. So now,
then I would say from, you know, month two, month three, I would start having a conversations with him about where he saw us and where he, you know, if he even saw in us in the future. And if his intellect was on point and it had some type of structured future, meaning he has eyes just for me, he wants to continue doing these, you know, wonderful, beautiful, romantic things with me, then yeah, we're gonna go exclusive one-on-one. And
you don't
think that'll scare somebody off kind of quickly?
That's why I was kind of thinking, because it's like 2 months, but you know, I think 2 months of someone giving me their all attention, and we've done all that, and we spend a lot of time together, and I know that there's not another person, then I would have to say, yeah, I would want to investigate that and go with that exclusively.
Yeah, but so you just brought in, spent a lot of time together. Now, that wasn't in your plans until your co-host had introduced that. Okay, she didn't, what she said.
Well, that's what she's here for. See, to help me out, help me turn it around. You know, let me get my thinking straight. So,
yeah, no, get straight, get your rudder going. Okay, here's the thing. So you've been talking to a guy for, let's say, 20 times out of the first month, 20 days out of the first month. You haven't gone anywhere.
Okay.
You like the conversation. He's an intelligent guy. You met him a few times, but it mainly is comprised of his talking to you. He's talking to you about world events, politics, about anything and everything, and you find the conversation really, really interesting. Now, the second month comes up. You're not going to continue just talking. So what kind of situations are you going to be in that are going to be face-to-face? Or I may be just assuming that. Maybe you still want to just continue talking. Because I'll tell you, from my experience, if I talk to a girl three times, not even three times, and I don't ask her out, she gets pissed. Okay? So
but when
this
you
idea, when you're talking
out,
to a guy...
You mean, I want you to be my lady, or ask out, I want you to go to dinner with me.
No, asked out on the date. No, I'm not going to ask. She's
well,
not going to be pissed off if I'm going to... If
yeah,
I'm going to ask
her
to be my lady after two or three conversations, she's going
that's,
to call the cops because she's thinking
yeah,
I'm
that's
stalking
mental.
Her.
That's
true.
Okay.
You're going to get blocked, Joe. You're going to get blocked.
Yeah, you're damn right I am. So,
I'm
not thinking about asking somebody to be my woman after two conversations.
Okay, well, dinner,
but after two conversations or three conversations. Well, yeah.
Well,
but, I mean, if I'm not asking her out on a date after two or three conversations, they get pissed.
Well, they can always
mad.
Ask you out
one
for
one. Well, yeah,
the
they
whole
can. That's
thing
the topic
is normalizing
of the
women making the first move. So,
right.
You know, women are becoming
but how many women do that? How many
yeah,
women do
no,
it? As a matter of fact,
not very
women,
many. Not
women
very
do
many.
No, they don't do it the same way men do. But they do it in your own way. If you meet somebody and you like them, you you look at them, you smile, and you're very you engage in conversation with them in a friendly banter, and you let them know you're available. That's your way of approaching of letting a man know that you're making the first move. It's kind of a weak way of doing it. Not the same way a man does it. It gives you women an out, as opposed to men who just come right out and say, hey, how would you like to go someplace? And then get either a direct yes or a direct no. Okay?
Well, to be honest
so
with
it'd
you.
It'd be nice.
To be honest yeah. with you, in today's time, if I meet you somewhere and someone says, would you like to go somewhere? I'm meeting you there. I'm not really going anywhere with you because it's just that kind of time. But,
well,
you know, I... After I'm thinking about your question, Joe, and after month two, I would still have to keep dating that guy. I would have to keep doing things with him that I would have to. If he wanted to go out to get something to eat, I'd pay for ice cream. He could pay for ice cream, but we would have to keep dating so that I would know him better. You can't possibly know someone after 2 months. You know, someone could be on their meds perfectly for 30 days, but day 90, they may have missed a couple of doses.
Just got him on back home in Houston. Yeah.
A lot of guys are either on their meds or off their meds.
I like to spin off on Joe. This is Lee again, on what Joe was saying. What about when you meet a young lady, you let her know that you're interested, you know, like with me, I have weak game, so I only meet girls online. So they can read my profile and know what it is, and then if they like me, then we meet. So you meet the young lady, and you do everything right. You tell her that you like her, and you don't talk about sex. You never bring it up. What happens when she brings it up and then if you respond, then she says, all you want to do is sex. And, you know, it goes left from there. When you're, everything is going well and the girl just automatically assumes that it's too perfect, so you just must be here because you want to have sex. What do you do? That seems to be a big deal.
You make it clear. You state your intention. You let her know
If you tell the girl, no, I'm not here for just sex, and you don't even push sex or even get romantic or seductive at all. You never come off like that. But yet she comes out of left field and says, you must want it because most guys want to have sex. So what's your angle? You know, what do you do?
Well, You walk away. That's not the one. She's not mentally all stable anyway, because you're not doing anything to indicate that you are sexually pursuing her, but then she comes at you left about it anyway, because some of you guys are not too good to be true, but some women don't know how to, or they haven't come across a man that just wants to court you and get to know you better, not necessarily be in your pants. So she doesn't know how to deal with it. So you don't want to be in that situation anyway. You want to go left and go move on to the next, serving number 32.
Yeah, but not necessarily next, serving number 32. Just maybe if he likes that person, then he could reassure that person that no matter what she's been through out here in the jungle, that he truly is not that person, even though he has said it before.
You could.
You know?
You could if
she
you want to invest
just,
the time and energy. You
could just have up walls.
I've been in that situation. I've done that. I've tried to reassure her, no, it's not about sex. I'm not even talking about, and, you know, I'll bring dinner over or, do something else nice, and you must want this, because most guys, and it's always because most guys, that's what they do. That's what all guys want. And I'm like, no, I'm a very different,
And that's why I say move on, because you can't. You just said it. You tried to off that already. You tried to convince and reassure someone. Someone like that cannot be reassured or convinced. They have to reassure and convince themselves. So the best thing is to go on to the next person.
Especially if you brought dinner to their house and you're cooking for them and you're doing all of that. I mean, if you've done all of that and you're showing that you care enough to bring something and share with someone like that to do something, I mean, it means a little bit.
No, they still bring food, they bring wine, they bring it all, fuck you, and they still go home. It doesn't matter if they bring food. They just want to feed you so you'll have the energy to fuck them back properly.
So when the person is thinking like that and puts their guard up, then why be surprised is the thing,
you don't necessarily think like that going into it. You just reflect back on it, after the fact. You're like, well, so you just want me to have the energy to, ride him real good. I don't know. He fed me. I mean, you'd be thankful that he fed you. Some guys don't bring anything. So, and they think that's enough.
Hey, Lee, you want my perspective on what you just mentioned?
I do. I do.
I'd like to hear it myself.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to know if Lee would like the answer. Or you may want to
I would like
to
answer.
Okay. Here's what I would say. First off, for you to date somebody, let's say you're dating them 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, or 7 times. Let's pick the magic number 7. And some girl is going to say to you, well, all you want is sex. You just tell her, are you stupid? Are you nuts? Because I'm dating you, you're a woman, I'm a man, and I'm dating you because I'm sexually attracted to you. I don't want just sex from you, because if all you can give me is just sex, you're not worth my time. What I want from you is good companionship. Why? Don't put yourself on the defensive. Okay?
Absolutely.
Because you're not dating a girl just to please her, just to make her feel like she's got somebody who can take her to the movies or take her to dinner or make her feel like she's got companionship only. You're there in order to have her companionship as well. So if some girl says, all you want is sex, do not be on the defensive. Okay? It's like, I forgot the names of you two ladies. Can you remind me again?
Aunt Lee and Lucia.
Lucia and?
Aunt Lee.
Aunt Lee. Okay.
Aunt Lee. Auntie
so
Lee.
So what? Oh, Auntie Lee. Okay. So,
yes.
Okay. So what Lucia was saying was partially right. You know, she's not the one. That's true. Because for her to say that, she's trying to make you feel guilty. There is no reason on this planet for you to feel guilty about being a man who's taking out a woman because you find her attractive. So I'm agreeing with Lucia, and I'm also agreeing with Aunt Lee in that you, because what Aunt Lee is saying is, what I can extrapolate from what she's saying is what I'm saying, is that you can pursue it further, but what I'm also adding in, don't feel defensive about it. Don't let them get under your skin to make you feel like you've got some sort of toxic masculinity because you're interested in her. Okay? If she weren't interested in you, she wouldn't be going out with you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Physical attraction is important.
That's
true.
I mean, it's
That's
like little
true.
Things like opening the door for a lady or walking on the outside, little things that our elders used to do and taught us to do, that's the kind of stuff I do, Southern style.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to think, oh, you got something up your sleeve. Is this going to last? You must just want alternative motives. You know.
Well, in the defense of the new millennial dating, there are a lot of guys who have lost chivalry. So women that you're dating, you know, that you come across probably have experienced this many, many times, and they're trying to decipher, is this an angle or is this real? So sometimes when you get burnt a million times, you have to learn how to grow through your burns, which comes with time and age and wisdom. But if you don't learn to get through your burns from what someone else did to you, then you're still looking for it to happen in other people. You don't mean to judge people, but your guard is up because it's happened to you. So the opening the door and the nice gentleman thing is what a lot of us women are looking for. But when we get it after going through the pigsty so many times, when you get it, you're like, okay. You know, and you might...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Dead serious.
Okay,
I have been on a couple of dates, and I have had guys that do not know the first thing about chivalry, and then I've had guys that were very much gentlemen and everything, and their mentality coming down to the end of that date was still, you know, the panties. The end result was still the panties. It wasn't, that was great, you know, I'd like to see you again or whatever. It was still getting straight to the panties. So they just went along a route about getting it. So when you get hoodwinked many times like that, and then you get a good guy that comes, you're like, wow, shoot, is this live or is it Memorex? And you might make a wrong decision. In judgment, I mean, as far as, you know, Joe, it's tough out here. It is tough in the dating world.
Oh, will you stop? Look, here's the thing.
It is.
Okay, look.
It is
it's
tough.
It's tough, I know. Yeah. Tough, I know. It's tough for the man to pick you up, pay you, and then to bring you back home, and then actually kiss. And then, of course, you're going to think that he's just and grab your panties and rip them off. Okay,
yep.
Look, here's the reality. All men, all wife to women that they're dating, if they're gay, they're dating men. But the man that you're dating, the man that all women are dating, they don't date you just because you're fascinating. They're dating you because they want to find out if, one, you can become a good companion, and two, as a part of being a good companion, if you and he are sexually compatible. I do not date women I'm not interested in. Mm-hmm. They become friends if I don't want to go to bed with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rape them. I still open doors for them. I still, you know, pull a chair out for them at times. But this idea, this, you know, I'm always hearing that women are always throwing this finger at men saying, you men are such dirty animals because you didn't want to have sex. You didn't want to have sex. You were going after you. Want to make sure that you're on the level playing field.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're going out with guys because you're not interested in them sexually. So you're going out with them. You're not interested in them sexually. Right?
Yeah, but you have...
That's
you
what
have
you're telling
to,
me.
No, no. No, I'm not saying that. Okay, first of all, new world, new dating. You have guys that you may cling with that act like they like you for a show, but they're batting for the other team. So there's a lot of trickery that is in the playing field now. That it's not just about dating someone, and, you know.
Yeah, I see that a lot too, because see, I talk proper. I use my hands when I talk, but I'm very, very masculine, not playing for the other team at all. But if I don't push up on a girl after they first, in the beginning, they say, oh, this is not going to be sexual. And I say, okay, cool. And I don't push up on them, then later they come at me like, oh, are you gay? What's wrong with you? I'm trying to throw it at you now, but I'm always saying, you said at the beginning that we're not going to do anything unless I was going to roll until, you know, we know each other well enough. Like I said, I'm arrogant about that, so I don't give it up that easy. But by being like that, sometimes girls perceive that, you know, you're playing for another team if you don't push up on them. But, and it's always if you don't push up on them. And another thing, like, I teach school, right, in some of my part of my career. And I noticed when I was teaching down, this was years ago in Charlotte, and I would have the girls behave like ladies. I was trying to tell them, you got to be a lady and let the boys open the doors and the girls walk through. A lot of the girls would be like, I don't want no man open my door. My mama told me that you don't need a man to do anything for you. And I'm like, ladies, little young ladies, come on now. There's a such thing as being a lady, and then there's a such thing as being just having somebody take care of you. But being a lady and letting a boy be chivalry and you're trying to teach him, that's kind of out the window in this generation.
Yes, definitely. In this generation, because the babies that are raising babies, they're not even teaching them. Just like you said, they're teaching them. My mama told me to be, you know, self-sufficient. If you don't need no man. And that is putting a lot of damper on what's out here in the dating world also.
And for those guys who want to stay chivalrous, they if they try to stay chivalrous, then people do like what you said. They all perceive us with playing for the other team, which I'm not a homophobic or anything like that.
Right.
I didn't put that disclaimer out, but you know that's not the case with me. You know, it's just that the way it comes across.
Okay, Lee. Here we go. I want to throw Lucia's question back in. We got like 11 minutes left to the show. I want to throw Lucy's question in and get your take on that. How do you feel about aggressive women, like in sexual play or just, how did you put it, Lucia? How did you put that? Not aggressive.
Submissive.
Submissive, yeah. How do you feel about women that portray that?
I think it's great. All aspects of human interaction, you know, both submissive and aggressive on both sides. I think if you resonate with someone and you vibe with that person, then you can be on the far end of the spectrum and switch all the way to the other far end of the spectrum, aggressive versus submissive, taking turns. And that's when you have a really good connection with a woman or whoever you're in love with.
Mm. There you go, Lucia.
Okay.
Nice.
Pull
my hair, baby. Pull my hair.
Lucia, were you talking about the first move or were you talking about after having known each other for a while?
It could either or, because I was actually going to add to that. I know a few people much older who met, first date, had sex, 45 years later, they're still married. So it doesn't always necessarily rule out. Just the, when you have it, it goes back to my closing comment on the last show. When it's right and when it's that person, it's just going to happen. And it's just going to flow and it's going to fit and there's not going to be any issues, any doubts. Any reassurances needed, it's just going to be, it's going to be right. But initially, Joe, the submission was a woman submitting to a man, and it wasn't sexually. Aunt Lee just went left with that. I was referring to submissive as, the Bible says, a wife shall submit to her husband. That's what I was referring to, more along those lines, because you have these men that want you to submit and not necessarily sit down, shut up, and stay in your place type of submit, but, be a woman, stay in your place, but you need to be the man and stay in your place in order for me to submit to you. And that's, I was just trying to get people's opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. I really do.
In other words, for the man to take the so-called leadership role, to do all the initiation, to do the heavy lifting. And then if he does it well enough, then the woman will submit.
Right. And I had a situation where I kind of did that, and then I was taken for, you must be like this with everybody. No, I thought we had a connection. I was feeling you, so I kind of was a little forward. But then it was, no, I think you're like this with everybody. And I was like, okay, well, fuck you then, and I'm out. Because I'm not going to convince you of who I am or what I'm doing. Either you see it or you don't, and if you don't see it, then you're not the one. So I just keep going. I'm not going to convince you of what you can't see,
which in my opinion is what I call being a pincushion, because now you done tried something that you thought was going to work and you had to go through all of that and lose yourself, and it didn't even work because you weren't even on the same page.
Right. It can be like a catch-22. You're screwed if you do, you're screwed if you don't. If you come off aggressive because you want to show them that interest, you're a hoe. If you don't, then, you take the risk of him not approaching you, which then you have to really look at it. He's not the one. It's okay. There's a billion people. It's okay for a few of them not to be the one.
How did you, like Lee was talking about when I first got here, there are men who prefer, the old-fashioned woman, so that the man will be the one who takes the lead and initiate the initiation. But if a woman says, and let's say you've known somebody for about 2 or 3 weeks, right? He hasn't asked you out. Then there's nothing wrong with your saying to him, I think maybe we should go out. Is that being
nothing
too
wrong
forward
at all?
In your
there's
mind?
Nothing wrong with us.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I used to have the mentality that because men are supposed to technically pursue the women. They're hunters, they're pursuers, they're chasers, whatever. But if he is the one and he wants you, he's going to do whatever it takes to get you. So if you say, being the woman, hey, you know what? We've been talking for 2-3 weeks. How about we meet up for coffee? He might be like Lee, 703, who's a little shy, maybe a little timid. He may need that little push. But you guys are clicking, so it's okay. And it's going to work because he wants to go just as much as you want to ask him. I think we should meet up for coffee or whatever. So it's okay sometimes. Sometimes as women, we have to read the room. Is he demonstrating? Is he giving me those signals that are wanting me and pushing me to say, you know what, Lucia, just ask him, because he's giving you the go-ahead, the green light.
Right.
Maybe timid, shy, or, intimidated by me. I'm aggressive. I'm a little forward. Who knows? So it's okay. I think it's okay for women. I think women should start doing that, because what's the worst that's going to happen?
The worst that can happen is
you're not going to click.
One of the worst that can happen is that you let a Mr. Right get away because you made the wrong decision because you read him wrong. You know what I mean? So
right. So if you feel that, and if your vibes are telling you go for it, go for it. Why not?
Yeah.
And lose everything again.
It's starting to look that way, Lucy.
I guess I have to dig my way out of the stone age. Problem is solved. There is no problem then. If you meet a guy and a guy and you like him and the guy doesn't ask you out after the first two or three conversations, you can say something just like that. And I don't think any guy should get upset. If he says no, then he wasn't thinking of the woman as somebody, as a future dating partner.
Right, as a potential candidate,
Right, he put her in the friend zone, just like women put guys in the friend zone.
Right.
And you find out, you
know, my thing is, this is Lee again, my thing is, and it's a foolproof method of meeting girls. It's not method I used to have. Meeting girls, my grandma used to tell me, go to the grocery store and bump into a girl's car and ask for a number. It don't work. So, my method
I love
now,
it. I get into a fight.
No, I did. I had gotten
you
an
hit, especially if you hit the heel.
I had the nail. Yeah. You done broke my nail. What?
No. I would bump into the car. You know, you have to look in the car and make sure it's stuff you like before you bump into it. Because you don't want to get somebody who's just got a bunch of nonsense in there. But anyway, what I do now, I live by it. I do online dating. Because I put my profile up there. If the girl likes me, she reads it, say, boom, 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 okay, I can talk to her. And then I hear her phone.
Right.
If they don't
like
me, it's the past you die.
Right. I agree. And I am the same way.
That's because I have no game.
No, you don't have time for BS. It's not that you don't have game, it's you don't have time for the game.
No, I really don't have game. I dress okey-doke, really. And my clothes look flaky.
Step it up.
We like a sharp guy. You don't have to have on designer from head to toe, but we like a pressed shirt, nice pair of
and
jeans. I mean, there's a way to be neat and smell.
That was going to keep the
words out of my mouth.
I haven't ironed in years. But
you have an iron?
I would look
Did
right.
Did you say iron?
Oh, no.
Did you say iron?
Iron. I'm a typical nerd. I'm typical.
Think of a phone.
That's what I look like.
Well, there's somebody out there for you that would like that. But most of us, we like an iron shirt. And a man who smells good is everything. I mean, you got it. Smell good.
Yeah.
I'm weak for a good smelling.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah.
I used to have a cologne that was dynamite. I used to get women who used to just walk past me at the clubs. Like
Clearwater. What is it, Joe?
I'm not saying. It's not even around.
Oh,
anymore.
Come on.
They
just you got to say it.
They discontinued my brand.
Oh,
but I'll tell you some of the ones I do wear that are Obsession, some women like. Giorgio, some women like. But my favorite one, they discontinued it. And I said, oh, for God's sake. Because I was getting nice compliments. But I would dance with a chick. Oh, that smells nice. Well, actually, some one or two just walked by, smelled it, and go, that's really nice. That's a nice
I love the way
conversation
you smell. What was it? Giorgio Armani? All right, listen,
guys, we've got 90 seconds.
We've got 90 seconds. We're going to give you 90 seconds to think of what that cologne was. But before the time runs out, I want to thank all of my callers, Lee, Joe, Lucia, Ariel, who came on to join us to continue this interesting conversation. Hope you join us again here at Lee's Treasures, and we love you. Remember to be a blessing to someone on purpose. We're going to take it out with, finish our song with the whispers, because 60 seconds is going to go by very fast. I love you. Thank you for coming. Ciao for now.
Thanks for having me.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for having me.
Good night.
And remember, Old
good
Spice.
Night. Enjoy the weekend.
Good night, everybody.
Old Spice, huh? That's what it was, Joe.
Yeah,
Old Spice.
If your grandfather didn't use it, you wouldn't be here.
Oh, hell
no. It was the green bottle of brute. Remember? The green bottle of brute.
It wasn't brute.
I'm teasing, guys. I'm teasing.
Right.
Aqua Velma.
Oh, Punch wasn't bad.
That was a good one.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Yeah. Aqua Velma. Oh,
love you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Take it easy. Good night.